The term healthcare heroes has basically become a part of our everyday vocabulary. You know who I'm talking about. The millions of doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers fighting to treat those affected by COVID-19. In Athens-Clark County, two hospitals serve roughly 650,000 individuals in a 17-county area. That's according to a report presented to local officials in March by a group of researchers from the University of Georgia's College of Public Health. Dr. Grace Bagwell Adams, one of those researchers, said the county had about 556 hospital beds. Roughly two-thirds of those are at Piedmont Athens Regional Medical Center, with the rest at St. Mary's Hospital. Three local healthcare workers offered to share their stories from the front lines of this pandemic. I asked them to focus on their experiences, the emotions they're dealing with, the changing routines, and how they're coping with the unpredictable nature of this disease. We're hearing from Dr. Susan Podolsky first, describing a new normal.
I am an emergency medicine physician at St. Mary's. So my routine is a lot different than it used to be. I used to bring like a huge bag with me to work every day with like five different drinks and tons of snacks and every kind of over-the-counter pain medicine and gum and whatever. I bring nothing now. I bring my key. The shoes that I wear into the hospital never come into my house. I change into my scrubs. I have something that covers my hair. I have the N95 mask, and then over that goes a surgical mask and then goggles. And then sometimes I wear the PAPR, which is the personal air purifying respirator. That's like the big hooded thing.
This disease has presented an intense learning process for healthcare workers across the board. Here's Dr. Kip Hicks on his first day back to work after taking some time off just over 3 weeks ago.
So my name is Dr. Brandon Hicks, but all my friends call me Kip. I'm an emergency physician at St. Mary's Hospital. The first day I went back after everything hit, there was actually fear when I first walked in, not knowing what I was walking into and how bad it was going to be.
Dr. Hicks says the staff is experiencing a change in pace.
Most people think, you're overwhelmed, it's really busy, but it's actually not. The difference is the patients that we are seeing are anxiety provoking, I guess you could say. We're being told to stay away, stay away, stay away, but here I am walking in to go face to face with somebody who likely has it. But I mean, that's my job, that's what I do.
My name is Alex White, and I'm a nurse in the medical surgical ICU at Piedmont Athens Regional.
Over at Piedmont Athens, White says a couple of floors have been converted to COVID-specific areas. He works the night shift from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
The ICU, the intensive care unit, caring for someone who's very sick and helping them through that until they get a little bit better. It's a very satisfying thing to be a part of, to get through that and then recover. And we've had, some really great success stories of people who've been really sick who have turned the corner and recovered. That's really satisfying.
Access to coronavirus tests have been a point of contention since the beginning of this outbreak. Dr. Hicks says it's been the most frustrating aspect of figuring out some kind of treatment plan.
We can't fight it if we don't know who has it. And I think we're getting better, but it's taking a long time, and it's very frustrating. And it's very frustrating because we have to ration the test, and we can only test so many people.
As of April 16th, according to reports from the Department of Public Health, Clark County has 102 confirmed cases of patients with COVID-19. 12 deaths have been reported for this county. Now, Athens-Clark County has had a shelter-in-place ordinance in effect since March 20th. Many surrounding counties, though, which feed into the Clark County hospitals, took far longer to implement similar measures. Some never did, until Governor Brian Kemp issued a statewide order put into effect on April 3rd. Here's Nurse White on his concerns.
The people that we're getting are very sick, and they're staying for a while. During normal times, a typical ICU stay, the average stay is a few days maybe. A lot of people come for 1 day, 2 days. With this current situation, people are so sick, a lot of people on ventilators, and the turnaround is slower. If there is a real surge, that's where I see it being problematic. Then we really would need to expand our capacity.
This virus has no set timeline, and these healthcare workers have no idea what the future holds for them. Dr. Podolsky asks that her community take this seriously.
We're trying so hard to take care of our patients, and it is frustrating that the ways to do that are not obvious. I hope people understand every day that they don't get sick is a day more of knowledge we have about this virus. So please just do anything you can to flatten the curve, because that will get you, as an individual and everyone you love, a better outcome.
Full interviews with each of these local healthcare workers will be posted on the Athens News Matters website, where they talk more about treating the virus, their families, and what they want their communities to know about their experiences. For Athens News Matters, I'm Sophie Gratis.